Hello and welcome, fellow investors, to the inaugural Buy, Hold, Sell podcast brought to you by LiveWire Markets. I'm your host, Vishal Tekshandani. In this week's episode, we've invited two fundies, June Bailiu from Tribeca Investment Partners and Matt Williams of Airlie Funds Management, to discuss three of the most tipped small cap stocks among LiveWire readers in 2020, PointsBet Holdings, Nearmap, and Appen. These stocks were among those handpicked by the nearly 7,000 respondents in LiveWire's annual investor survey as the small caps with the highest return potential in 2020. But do our experts feel the same? June Bay and Matt will offer their perspective, buy, hold, or sell on each of these stocks, and they'll also nominate one of their own top small cap ideas for the year. Now, let's jump straight in to hear what our experts think about these companies and the extra stock they've got up their sleeve that they're nominating for 2020. Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by LiveWire Markets. Matt, let's start with you. PointsBet Holdings, online bookmaker looking to scale massively in the US. Buy, hold, sell.
Look, I think it's a hold. It's on the ground running early in a very interesting market. The scale of the opportunity, it's quite amazing. You know, opening up of wagering, sports betting in the US. So you only have to extrapolate what's happened here to the US and get some really large numbers. And they're in there early. They've done some good partnerships. But I think there's a lot of money to be spent, a lot of capital needed to win customers. There'll be big players in there trying to fight it out. I know the principles around the PointsBet business, and I think because of this, I hold them in high regard. Despite the great run the stock has had, I think it's just a hold, but it's got some great people, and it's a moonshot, and hopefully they make it.
Okay. June Bay, is PointsBet worth the bet?
I'm trying to find a nicer word. That's definitely a sell for me. If you participate in the IPO and any of those equity raising done incredibly well, but you'd be taking profit. Now, this company, it's done well. It's in the middle of its land grab of breaking into this online betting, sports betting in the US market, where, you know, legalization of the online sports betting just started opening up. And they are spending, as Matt talked about before, spending so much money on just land grab, buying customers, and that is a lot of money. And so they need the share price to be really high so they can raise more money and then they buy more customers. Because at this point, if they stop spending tomorrow, I don't know if that business model is going to be viable at this point. And they come across and they're competing with some of the really large fantasy sports guys where they already have a fan base. So, you know, it's just a bit hard to see at this point how the business model is going to be sustainable by itself. The best bet is hoping someone will take them out. Maybe, but it's a sell for me.
Fair enough. All right, staying with you, June Bay. Nearmap, geospatial mapping technology, buy, hold, sell.
I'm sorry I have to say this. It's a sell for me too. I like the company. I think they've done an amazing job in the Australian market, gaining great traction and the like. You probably value that for about a dollar. And the rest of the share price valuation is really linked to the US market, where they've gone in. Again, they're spending a lot of money trying to gain traction. We won't see how that's going until obviously another 12, 18 months to see, you know, how that's going. Companies not cash flow breaking even, simply because of that investment they're making. My biggest concern is, what if the large guys, mapping guys like Google, decided to go down this route? Obviously, you know, they talk to special, specification, speciality and the like. But if it does happen, I'm just not sure how sustainable is that competitive advantage.
Okay. Matt, how do you feel about Nearmap?
Yeah, look, I agree with June Bay on this one. I think the market prices it here like there's no competition. I think there will be big competition. We've already seen one list recently as a competitor. It's a sell for me.
Okay. Something that is profitable is Appen, one of the core WAX stocks. Had a terrific year last year. Buy, hold, sell.
It's a sell for me. Over 40 times earnings. Look, I know it's in the sweetest of sweet spots with some of the best customers you'd ever want to have, and potential to get even a bigger FANG stock as a customer. Look, it could drive further growth, but there's some risks overhanging it in terms of the way they contract with the people that work for them, if you like. I mean, contractors. There's a risk around Californian law on that. So I'd look at 40 times earnings, not for me.
Okay. Junbei, how do you feel about Appen?
Oh, look, with Appen, at least it makes money. It's trading on the P on growth ratio of 1x. So I think it looks pretty good. So it's probably a hold for me. The growth is still phenomenal, but it is like a contractor. So margin over the long term will probably have to come down. Biggest concern at this point is really the big acquisition they made, which they're hoping to generate all these ongoing revenue, seems to be sort of tracking a little bit behind. So we need to see at the result time that's tracking better than expected, then you can ascribe, probably move to a buy.
Okay, so let's get some buys in here. What's your fundy favorite? What's your top small cap for 2020?
Look, my top small cap, it's not yet in the small cap. So it's Tyro. Now, Tyro is a fintech. It offers a point of sale payment system to SMEs. It's an enormous market. The payment market is growing at high single digit, and Tyro has been taking share from the big banks, which has traditionally played in that space. Tyro's revenue has gone up more than threefold, really just at the moment only 2.5% of that whole market share that is also in the market that's growing really fast. So we think it will do very well. And guess what? Also, in the next couple months, this stock at $1.8 billion market cap is very likely to be, or at least it's a very strong contender for the ASX 300. That's a small odd. So by then, it may well be qualified to be a small cap.
Yeah, wow. Okay. And Matt, what do you reckon? What's your top small cap pick for 2020?
Look, it's been my top small cap pick for quite a number of years. And look, it shows the market we're in. This company had a bit of a profit warning before Christmas, and the share price is way higher than, you know, back after that. So it's Nick Scali, the furniture retailer. And look, I've known this company, I've followed this company since 2003, which shows you how long in the tooth I am. But it's been a great performer over a long period. But it's not a shoot the lights out kind of company. It's a steady Eddie grower. We think it's got a good store rollout plan still to go. It pays a great dividend, and it's run by a really passionate owner managed CEO in Anthony Scali.
Well, you heard it from the experts. Livewire readers may be punting some of those most tipped small cap stocks, but our experts reckon you've got to tip some of them out for fresher ideas. Next week, Junbei and Matt will be back to discuss the 5 most tipped big caps from Livewire readers. Thank you for listening to the first episode of our new Buy, Hold, Sell podcast series. If you enjoyed it, please give this episode a thumbs up, share it with a friend, or head on over to Apple, Spotify, or Podbean and hit subscribe. This will help increase the profile of the podcast and the quality of guests that I can bring to you.